Unit 11. Listening Focus. Activity 2.
Welcome to the review show. Joining me today are Diana Abel and Mark Shaw. The first book we'll be discussing is Robert Provine's Laughter, A Scientific Investigation. Mark, what did you make of it?
Well, he talks a lot about the idea that laughter is not primarily a response to humour, but a social lubricant, something used to smooth interaction between people. Interesting, but I don't think Provine is the first psychologist to make this claim, but he is the first to popularise this theory. I think a lot of people will reject the notion that we don't just laugh because we find something funny, and that laughter actually has a much more complex role. But what I found really disturbing is that, according to a recent study in the UK, we're laughing much less than we used to.
Indeed. Diana, I know you were particularly struck by the comparisons between male and female laughter in the book.
Yes, that's right. While researching the book, Provine found that one of the key qualities women look for in a potential partner is a good sense of humour, something sought after much less commonly by men. That was certainly news to me. It seems women want a man who will make them laugh, while men like women who laugh at their jokes. Men may even feel threatened by a woman who's funny, which goes a long way to explain why, until relatively recently, there were so few female comedians around.
Provine does stress the importance of increasing laughter in our lives and gives some advice on how to achieve this. Were you persuaded by any of his suggestions, Diana?
Well, while Provine thinks we should all try to laugh more, he's not advocating attending laughter workshops or anything like that in order to be able to tell an amusing anecdote. His message is really quite simple. If you want to laugh more, or better still, make other people laugh, rather than trying to learn to play the clown, engage with people who have a humorous outlook and avoid those who are always gloomy, which makes sense to me. One thing I'm in favour of, which Provine neglected to mention, is that people should lighten up and laugh at themselves more.
Did either of you find your own attitude to laughter had changed after reading the book?
I certainly started noticing when people actually laughed and found it confirmed Provine's theory. That is, people were laughing at things that weren't remotely funny and also in odd places during a conversation.
The effect it had on me was to monitor my own impulses to laugh. It made me less spontaneous, in a way.
Analysing what made you want to laugh instead of reacting naturally. I experienced that too. And it also made me aware of how little I actually laugh. I found I'm making more of an effort to be funny.
So did you find the book answered everything you ever wanted to know about laughter?
It was pretty comprehensive, especially the parts on how humour and comedy work. He also focuses on how humour can be abusive and cruel. Anyone who's experienced this in the playground will be able to relate to that. The section on the mechanics of breathing and laughing I could have done without.
I was drawn to the social aspects of laughter. Provine argues that laughter existed long before comedy, and I wish he'd gone into more depth about how the need for laughter may have been triggered.
That was the most informative section of the book, so that could have been expanded, in my view. The descriptions of how laughter may have started with chimpanzees tickling each other are wonderful.
But overall, would you recommend this to someone who hasn't got a professional or academic interest in laughter?
Without question, yes. There were some bits where I felt my lack of a background in neuroscience was a disadvantage, but you can just skip those bits and move on to some of the lovely anecdotes about the research. Some of the accounts of the contagious nature of laughter are really amazing. In some places, people couldn't stop laughing for days.
Yes, incredible.
And do you think the book will help people?
Well, If you just want to find out about the benefits of laughter, there are more appropriate self-help guides. This is more wide-ranging than that.
I see. So, moving on to another book about comedy, let's have a